Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question which is often posed. And that question is one of the marvelous chapters of the Holy Quran, which is the last surah of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nas. In this blessed surah, God Almighty refers to himself using three sifats, three attributes. First of all, he calls himself Rabbin Nas, the Lord of men. The secondly, he calls himself Malikin Nas, the King of men. And finally, he calls himself Ilahin Nas, or the object of worship of men. So, God Almighty asks us to seek refuge in him from the insinuations of the devil, and he refers to himself using these three attributes. There's a lot of secrets, obviously, to the Holy Quran, and particularly in this surah. We don't have time to go and delve into all of them, right? But we want to kind of briefly mention some of the beautiful dimensions of this surah here and answer the question that we posed in the beginning of the program. Right, so these three attributes are referenced by people when seeking refuge to God, because they are the reason why we should seek refuge in God, right? Because he is the Lord of men, and he takes care of men, and it is his function to nurture man and human beings, right? He is the being that should repel this danger from us, right? The danger of the temptations of the devil, and we should seek refuge in him. And because he has the power to do so, and he has sovereignty, and his order is carried out inevitably in this universe, right? We should seek refuge in him. And because he is the object of worship of human beings, and he deserves to be worshipped, and possesses all the perfections which an object of worship has, right? He can repel this danger from us, and we should seek refuge in him. A question that might be asked here is that why is it that the word Nas, or men, here has been repeated? It's repeated in these three verses. God Almighty could have said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ وَإِلَٰهِهِمْ. I say, I seek refuge in the Lord of men and their God and their sovereign. And he could have referred to men using the pronoun, right? Why is it that he has mentioned here the word Nas explicitly? Some of the Quranic commentators here have said that the reason for this is that, as we mentioned in some of our previous programs, each of these divine attributes can independently be one of the reasons why we should seek refuge in God. It's independent from the previous attribute and the previous verse, and that's why God Almighty has mentioned these three verses one after another without any conjunction, without using the word and, because each of them are independent of the previous ones, right? But if he would have mentioned human beings or an-nas in the form of a pronoun, inevitably, if somebody wanted to seek refuge in the king of them or the god or object of worship of them, he would inevitably have to mention Rabbin Nas, right? So this pronoun would make sense. But this is not necessary, keeping in mind the independence of these attributes from one another as causes for the ruling mentioned in the verse. So therefore, the purpose is more better served if men are referred to using the word Nas and not in the form of a pronoun, which refers to the previous verses alluded to. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the three verses of the Surah Nas. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.